Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us right now to analyze the all that went down yesterday is the best there is from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Ash.
All right, Ray, let's start with a glowing, sweeping statement. Boy, the NFL puts on a show. Love them or hate them. Did they put on a show, Ray? Was that amazing?
Sure was. I mean, two games back-to-back, overtime, great performances. It was pretty gripping. There's no doubt about that. It was, under ordinary circumstances, you'd say it was a great day for the NFL. Unfortunately, you know, it's not.
All right, hold on.
The players' fault. I mean, the players put on 7 hours of incredible entertainment yesterday.
All right, let me say the guy's name again, because he is the one who made one of the worst calls in the history of American sports. Todd Prukop, 51, from Ladera Ranch, California, was a back judge who was right there to call pass interference in helmet to helmet, Ray, and call nothing. How did he miss that?
I have no idea. It was, it's probably the, I can't think of a worse non-call in as long as I've been watching football. If you weigh it, you know, the consequences, the magnitude of the game, the time, all that stuff. It's probably going to go down as the worst missed call in NFL history, because it changes history. It changes history. I mean, if he makes the call, it could not have been more obvious. Saints are in the Super Bowl. I mean, it was a franchise shifting, history shifting moment in NFL history, and it was all on him. I have no idea how he could have possibly missed it. None.
All right. Well, Ray, here's the thing now, and I realize that you are truly an analyst of the game with an objectivity none of us have, but should Eagle fans feel some sense of redemption that a week ago the Saints were dancing on their graves, wearing the ski masks, really talking big, and a week later they got screwed? Should there be some happiness in Eagle fans about that?
I guess each person makes their own decision about that stuff. Well, I don't know why it would. you had your chance to win that game and you didn't.
Right.
You lost, and I don't know how you would derive any pleasure out of someone else's injustice. You know, I just.
Listen 5 days a week,
yeah,
Ray.
Right. Hold on a second.
Well,
Ray.
I guess there is that. But
Later, I don't want to waste your time, but oh boy, did I! I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, I'm sure there are probably some folks that did. I felt badly. I felt badly for the game. I felt badly for the players. I felt badly for the league, which I respect, and I'm pretty invested in the NFL after all these years, I just hate to see a great day of football ruined by an official's incompetence. But this is something that you and I have probably talked about this a half a dozen times over the course of the season on a Monday, exactly the same conversation.
Oh, yeah.
About
yeah.
How, boy, it was a great game. It was a terrific game, very exciting. But today, around in the office, around the water cooler, nobody's going to be talking about that.
Right.
All people are going to be talking about is the officiating. I'm telling you, the league has... This isn't just a problem. This is a crisis now that they have with officiating, and I don't know what they're going to do about it, but they can't continue to look the other way on it, because it's been like this all year, and now you have a game like yesterday that's totally changed on the basis of one official's mistake, and it's going to make a difference of one team going to a Super Bowl and one not, and an all-time great player like Drew Brees, maybe his last best shot at winning a Super Bowl, denied that by an official's blown call. It's been this way all year, but now I don't know that the outcry has ever been louder or more justified than it is today.
Then let's see how loud the outcry is. ProFootballTalk.com, Mike Florio, lists a couple of rules that are in place right now, Ray, that could right the wrong. Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1. The commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary or corrective measures if any club action, non-participant interference, or calamity occurs in an NFL game which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics, and he has the power to reverse a game's result or reschedule a game, either from the beginning or from the point at which the extraordinary act occurred. Would he exercise it in a case this egregious?
I don't think so, no.
Should he?
I never knew that rule existed.
Yeah, I just read it. I was really impressed the way I read it, too.
Yeah, no, that was really good. I had no idea that was on the books.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
Well, it would be hard to find an instance where it would be more justified.
That's what he said. Florio said there will never be an instance clearer than this instance.
Yeah, especially since the league admitted, like immediately after the game, to Sean Payton that we blew this one. I don't know how you would do it. I mean, you know, do you replay the game? I mean, do you bring everybody back to the Superdome? You take it back to that minute? I don't know how you go about doing that. That's the thing. This was really troubling to me yesterday. I mean, it was such great football yesterday. I mean, really two great games, all-time great games with great performances by great players.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be. On the weekend when you got the best teams playing to get to the Super Bowl, that's exactly what it should be. And the players more than did their part. And then, you know, today this is all anybody's going to talk about. So the back page of every paper in America is all about a blown call. That is so wrong that Goodell has to do something about it. So I spent a lot of time last night thinking about that, and I honestly didn't know that rule existed, and I don't know how you go about applying it. But what I was thinking was when the competition committee meets in this offseason, and interestingly enough, Sean Payton is on the competition committee. when they meet to discuss all this stuff, I think it's going to have to be discussed that pass interference becomes a reviewable play.
Yeah.
I really think we're at that point now. When a pass interference penalty, I mean, you're talking about what penalties that could be 40, 50 yard penalties. That they've been trying to take the judgment part of it out of it and not make that reviewable, and they're trying to just make it a matter of did the ball come out, did it not come out, were his feet inbounds, were they not inbounds. They're trying to they never wanted to go to where a judgment call becomes a reviewable call, because that opens the door to a million different things. But when you're talking about pass interference penalties, and every week we see a pass interference penalty totally changes the game, because it's not just 10 yards, it could be 40 or 50 yards, that you make pass interference now a reviewable play.
Makes sense.
I think there'll be considerable sentiment to maybe make that, to maybe put that in the rules. And I guarantee Sean Payton, if he's on the competition committee, he'll have something to say about that.
I'll bet he will. All right, let me move to the other game, Ray, because, this one was the correct call on the offside that would have ended the game, and the Chiefs would have gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
D Ford lined up offside.
He did.
Ray, do you this morning feel compassion for your good friend Andy Reid?
Oh, sure.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a bad person, Ray. I don't feel...
Well, we knew that.
No, Ray, you've never acknowledged that.
Thank you, that. Ray.
Ray, you feel bad for Andy. You've denied another opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. You do feel bad for him because it wasn't his mistake this time.
Of course.
Damn, I don't.
How could you not?
Because I don't think he did anything here. He gave me nothing. Doug Peters in 2 years won me a championship. This guy had 14 shots at it, Ray. Yeah. Didn't do it. Now he's had, what, 5 or 6 more in KC?
He'll get him next year, Ange.
Come on, Ray. He doesn't have what it takes.
Well, I'll tell you what he's got. Mahomes. He's got one hell of a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he? Ray, how good is that kid?
I'll tell you, I was having a conversation with somebody last night and saying, it looks like Andy's, I feel so bad. It looks like, it's obvious Andy's never going to win a Super Bowl. I said, oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. With this kid, he's absolutely going to win.
They won a coin flip.
That upset me more than the blown call.
Ray, since you just changed the rule on reviewing pass interference, Rhea, tell them why you're upset about how that game ended.
Kansas City scored 24 points in the fourth quarter and never got the ball in overtime.
I know.
I mean, it's ridiculous that a game that involves so much strategy comes down to a flipping of a
coin. The guy didn't say we want the ball. He said we're going to Atlanta when the thing landed heads.
Ray, what's your thought on that? They got to change that too and give both teams at least one possession.
Probably true. I kind of agree with that. But you know, I just felt it. You know, when they won the toss, I said this game's over.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
You give Brady the ball in that sort of spot against that defense, the way they played all year. I just was almost got sick at my stomach because I just knew exactly what was going to happen here. It's you know, Andy had his chances, but it was what it just says is I mean every time you think you've seen everything you got out of Tom Brady,
yep.
He comes back to something else. And everybody keeps talking about I heard this a lot during the year that the Patriots are done. You know, Brady, he can't do it anymore. You know, I'm not saying he's bad, but you know, he's not what he used to be. And I remember saying to people, okay, wait till the postseason. Wait till the postseason. It reminds me of an old there's an old saying that I once read, and it came from a tribe in Africa, and they were talking about the animals that the people that they live among, and the saying was, the lion is old, but he's still a lion. And this always applies to Brady to me. You know, I don't care if he's 41, if he's 51, if he's, he might still be playing into his 50s. But the thing is, when you get a game that's that meaningful and you get a situation like that where one possession is everything and he's got the ball in his hands, guess what? Age doesn't matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ray, I can't do anything with that. That was so perfect. Ray did it. Ray, we're going to keep talking to you because we love talking to you. Thank you as always, Ray, and appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Right.
Take care, Ed.
Ray,
bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.